It's been a painful ride during the COVID-19 pandemic for the world's travel and tourism industry. The holidays typically gives the airlines a boost, but the pandemic, of course, is not over. And the global travel sector is expected to lose $2 trillion in revenue just this year. That's according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now for a look back at this year and to also peek into his crystal ball, so to speak, to help us with what could be in store for 2022 and beyond. Welcome.
Hey, Tanya.
Seth, 2020 was brutal for the airline industry, as we know, with much of the world in various lockdowns. How did things go this year? Were there any bright spots?
Well, if you think things couldn't have been any worse than they were in 2020, you're right. Things were better in 2021. Basically, the pandemic itself has driven travel trends, right? And as things have gotten better at times, things have gotten better for airlines and other travel companies around the world. And then as things have gotten worse related to the pandemic itself, no surprise, that impacts travel demand. And sometimes it's just people's fears and what people feel comfortable doing. And other times it's closed borders and things like that, mm-hmm. where you just can't travel. So, you know, just as things started looking hopeful over the summer, then you had the Delta variant. And no surprise, that was bad news for airlines, hotels, other travel providers around the world.
Yeah, I mean, talk a little bit more about our behaviors. How have they changed over time? Are more people willing to fly at least domestically versus internationally?
Yeah, and that's where more of the recovery has happened so far. Nothing is back to where it was before the pandemic, but there's sort of a sliding scale. If you could picture domestic leisure travel, include with that what you call VFR travel, visiting friends and relatives, people going to see their families. That's what has rebounded the most, approaching where it used to be. People traveling for holidays and going on leisure trips. Then when you start to get into business travel, a lot less of that, and international travel also, a lot less of that than there used to be. And again, the difference there as compared to domestic travel is that it's not just a question of what we're comfortable with. It's a question of what we're allowed to do. Until not long ago, you couldn't even go to Canada if you wanted to.
That makes sense. And, you know, we're talking about this in regards to airline travel. But for a while, we saw a little bit of a bump in train travel. How has this industry been impacted during this time, specifically for domestic travel?
Yeah, the pandemic hasn't been good for very many travel companies, but clearly the most devastating for airlines. Not good for Amtrak, which has had some of the same kinds of restrictions, you know, masks and so forth, which put some people off, at least. There are people who avoid those kinds of travel arrangements just because they want to be able to do what they want in their own cars. But yeah, on the other hand, because so many more people are traveling domestically, that does sort of consolidate all the trips into domestic travel, and it has pushed up demand for all kinds of short-haul carriers, be they airlines who fly just domestic, an airline like Southwest, for example, has been impacted less than the global airlines. And Amtrak has rebounded from where it was. But the kind of travel that's off the least is private vehicle travel. That's something that is close to where it was before the pandemic.
Man, don't we know it? We know that more folks are on the road now. It feels like pre-pandemic times for sure.
Yep.
You know, one thing we've also learned about ourselves during this time is that we can conduct business virtually. How has that impacted business travel?
Well, it's impacted it in a big way. And of course, there are several trends all kind of rolled into one, Tanya, right? You've got the fact that people are working from home in many cases, which is related to the fact that they're conducting meetings via Zoom and other methods like that. And yeah, there's no question that there is more than short-term impact, let's say, to say the least, to understate the case, right? Now, the question is over the long term, how things are going to shake out. If you look over the history of the airline industry, there have been all kinds of other technologies that people thought might be the end of air travel, or at least significantly dent it. There was a famous United Airlines commercial from back in the 1980s where people were conducting business by fax so much that they had lost those person-to-person contact.
I got a phone call this morning from one of our oldest customers. He fired us. After 20 years, he fired us. Said he didn't know us anymore. I think I know why. We used to do business with a handshake, face to face. Now it's a phone call and a fax. I'll be back to you later with another fax, probably. Well, folks, something's got to change.
You know, fax machines didn't kill the airline industry. Early generation video chatting and so forth didn't. But this is the biggest change we've seen, right? This is really something that's happening. Air travel really is down this time, whereas it never really was down because of fax machines. And so we'll have to see over the long term what that means. For as long as people are not back in offices full time, there is going to be less travel, what you call intra-company or inter-office travel, somebody going from Chicago to the New York office because if there's nobody in the office, there's no reason to go there. Conferences, that sort of thing, people do value those person-to-person contacts, but we'll have to see how much of that kind of business migrates permanently online. Some conferences have gone back in person as people have wanted to do that networking, and the kinds of things that are best done in person.
You brought up the Omicron variant. I mean, this year, international borders began to open up, but then they made the discovery of the Omicron variant. The U.S. imposed travel bans, as well as other places. Here's how President Biden explained his decision to impose air travel restrictions, specifically to South Africa and seven other countries last month.
The reason for the immediate travel ban is there were a significant number of cases, unlike any other country, well, the few around South Africa in the world. We needed time to give people an opportunity to say, get that vaccination now before it heads. It's going to move around the world. I think it's almost inevitable there will be at some point that strain here in the United States.
France also just recently announced restrictions on non-EU citizens traveling from the UK because of Omicron, which is a big deal. How disruptive can we expect next year to be, knowing that we're all in this moment where Omicron is spreading really fast?
Yeah, Omicron, and then who knows what the next variant might be. This just, if anything, sort of reinforces the nature of this pandemic and how unpredictable it is. And just when you think that you're turning the corner, who knows? It's on people's minds as they book travel, right? Somebody who is considering traveling to places that now are largely off limits because of Omicron. And it's raised some other issues. You mentioned Southern Africa, Tanya, right? There are cultural issues that have bubbled up here, too. You heard what President Biden said there. He's not the only world leader in the developed world in particular who made comments like that. And you have a leader like the president of Malawi who said on Facebook, I'm going to read you this quote, COVID measures must be based on science, not Afrophobia. He was making the point that those nations down in Southern Africa felt like they were singled out. South Africa was scientists there were the first to come out and identify Omicron and kind of warn the world. And then they were dented economically by the ban. So that's something that governments are going to have to continue weighing here, what they see as the science alongside other important considerations.
You know, this time last year, we were talking bailouts for the airline industry. Now we're talking about the future of the airline industry. We have not seen major changes since 9/11. How do you think the pandemic is going to shift and change the way we travel and how this might impact airlines specifically as we go into 2022?
Well, anytime you have one of those major events, and let's be honest, they're usually bad things, right? You mentioned 9/11, one of those shocks to the world travel system. You're going to have major changes. For now, we have masks on board, of course, mandatory masking and those kinds of changes, the sanitation and all of that. But over the longer term, yeah, let's see if people change their choices about travel. Ecotourism, green travel, as it's sometimes called, people looking for sustainable vacations where they have less of a carbon footprint. Now, that's not a new idea that existed before the pandemic, but because the pandemic has kind of shaken up everybody's routines anyway, it kind of gives people a chance to rethink all of that. So let's see if those trends catch on more than in the past.
Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.